Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of our most respected columnists, particularly on economic issues, writes about some of the economic issues that we face. Inflation, for instance, or the fiscal issue. The idea of trying to bring our deficits under control, to have enough money to pay for all the Social Security and Medicare and more. And that particular columnist, whose name is Catherine Rampell, comes up with, it seems to me, a very persuasive and very plausible solution. Not to solve all those problems, but to actually ameliorate the situation, to make it better, to improve it. What is it? It's to bring in more immigrants. Does that sound like a crazy notion when people are so worried about the end of Title 42 and a tidal wave of immigration supposed to hit the country? Let's talk about that with Catherine Rampell. Catherine is an opinion columnist at the Washington Post. She covers economics, public policy, immigration, and politics. She's also an economic and political commentator for CNN and a special correspondent for the PBS NewsHour, and a contributor to Marketplace. Catherine, first of all, congratulations on your column.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and I imagine there are probably some people who are very angry about your column. You basically talk about one fundamental question here in the United States. Right now, we have how many million unfilled jobs in this country?
Oh, what is the number? I can look it up while I'm on the phone with you. But 9.6 million jobs as of the end of March. Yes, many more jobs in any event than there are available workers.
And that includes people who are coming across the border.
Well, it's the number of available workers, and those who are coming across the border, if they are applying for asylum, can at some point apply for a work permit, but there's a bit of a lag between when they actually start the process and when they get their papers. Technically, the U.S. government agency that handles these applications is not in compliance with the law. You know, it's taking too long. But the short answer to your question is that doesn't really include that population of people because they're mostly not allowed to work, at least until that process is completed.
But the point that you make, which I think is a very important point, is that even if every single immigrant took one of these available jobs, it wouldn't be enough because...
Well, certainly if every available worker took a job, if we had zero unemployment, that never happens, but let's say every person who says they want a job gets a job, you would still have jobs going begging. That's kind of the point. I think when you hear employers talking about how it's difficult to find workers, the easy response to that is just to say, well, why don't you raise wages? And in fact, they have raised wages quite a bit. Some of them could stand to do it some more. But my point is that even if they raised wages sort of maximally, you would still have jobs that go unfilled because there's just such a huge mismatch between the number of job openings there are and the number of workers that are available at virtually any price.
And you make the point that actually filling some of these jobs would have a very positive impact on inflation. Why?
Yes, because when you have a lot of these job vacancies, you end up having supply chain problems. You end up having basically a mismatch between the number of people who want to buy stuff and the ability of our economy to produce that stuff, because there just isn't the same productive capacity that we need to manufacture things, to weight cables, to program software, virtually any job you can imagine. You know, there's a lot more demand for the products that those people would make than there is the availability of workers, of additional workers to make those products. And as a result, that leads to prices getting pushed higher, right? When you have a mismatch between supply and demand, you end up having people bid prices higher. So all of which is to say that there are many causes behind inflation, and I don't want to oversimplify things, but one of them is that there is this mismatch between the number of workers available and the demand for those workers. And if you, in fact, brought in people who were interested in voluntarily filling those jobs, and there are many, you might have some smoother operating throughout the economy.
Yeah, then you also talk about the very real problem we have right now of fiscal challenges, and you write, even now politicians are fighting over how to reduce the nation's deficits and debt. Republicans propose spending cuts, generally unspecified. Democrats offer vague tax increases. They say only on the wealthy, of course. What's the easier, more reliable way to actually deal with some of the fiscal problems we face?
So a large reason why we have these long-term fiscal challenges has to do with demographics. Specifically, the demographic challenges around retirement-based programs. So Social Security, Medicare, I'm sure you've heard politicians talking before about how there is a funding problem for them, right, that their trust funds are going to run out of money. The reason why that's the case is that we have promised many more benefits to current and future retirees than we have expected tax revenues being paid into the system to fund those benefits. And as the country gets older, the population of people who is eligible for that benefit grows. Meanwhile, birth rates have declined a lot. And as a result, you have a smaller base of working age people paying into the system. So again, there's a mismatch here. It's about you promised a lot more money going out than you're taking in. One way to solve that is to cut benefits. Right, and certainly there are politicians who have proposed that. You could also raise taxes. There are politicians who have proposed that. A third option, what I view as the relatively painless option, is just increase the population of working age people who are paying into the system so you don't have that same, you know, difficult ratio of retirees to working people, to working age people. And one way you do that is by bringing in more working age immigrants. Again, there's a large population of people who want to work here, who we make it very difficult for them to come here and then to work here legally.
This is all eye-opening and tremendously important. We're going to post this at our website at michaelmedved.com, plus another great column you did, and we don't have a chance, I guess, to get to that. Headline on that column is, "Sorry, Democrats, you can't pay for everything solely by soaking the rich," which is a realization that I think a lot of Democrats instinctively don't want to make. But you have to read Catherine Rampell, her piece, Earth to Politicians, the U.S. has too few immigrants, not too many. And she's talking specifically about working age immigrants, people who want very much to fill some of those unfilled jobs that we have that actually hurt our economy. We will be right back. Godspeed to you, Catherine Rampell, on the Michael Medved Show with the latest on the presidential race coming up.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
855-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I got an email with which I almost entirely agree, though I think that the emailer thinks that I don't. Liz in Gig Harbor, Washington, writes in, Michael, shouldn't people from other countries learn the language first? They are destined to live in poverty if they don't. They should assimilate. Only legal immigrants should be allowed to stay. First of all, the idea of only legal immigrants be allowed to stay, sure, I think that's completely appropriate. But what that means is creating a means where people can become legal, that people who want to learn the language, who want to work and pay taxes and not be dependent on giveaways or welfare or charity, people who are working on their own basis should have a path to immigration and a path to legalization and not a shortcut, because generally what it takes is if you get a green card, if you get a legal residency, it still takes about 5 years to get a citizenship. And you do have to show some proficiency in English. And you do have to show the ability to answer the kinds of civics answers that, by the way, increasing numbers of native-born Americans can't answer. There is a piece about that today. And it seems to me that yes, that is appropriate. By the way, Catherine Rampell was talking about in her piece about immigration is the idea of filling jobs that are currently available, where the idea of allowing people to come in with legal permission, not to sneak in. The whole idea of sneaking in is based upon the fact that we don't have a system right now that has enough guest workers or enough people who are legally immigrating to fulfill the economic needs of the American economy. Speaking of which, this will, of course, be a big issue, as it always is, in the upcoming days of the presidential campaign. I had mentioned the story of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, and the hotline reports that Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's team has clarified that he won't be launching a presidential campaign this year. But unlike his previous statement, this leaves the door wide open to a late launch next year. Youngkin had intimated at an event on Monday that he wouldn't be running for president this cycle, but they clarified it to make it clear that they meant this year. And it turns out that President Trump is going to be ending his boycott of CNN. Why? When he's going to be returning to the network for a presidential town hall next week. He hadn't appeared on the network since 2016. In other words, since before his presidential inauguration. Trump has largely stuck to conservative media outlets since exiting the White House. So his planned appearance on the cable channel marks a change in strategy. And they reported in the New York Times that Mr. Trump has negotiated with CNN to hold a town hall-style event, the type of event the network has held with Mr. Biden and with former Vice President Mike Pence. For Mr. Trump, taking part in the CNN event is a shot at both Fox and at Mr. DeSantis, who refuses to engage with the mainstream media in any way. Even as Mr. Trump attacks mainstream media coverage and calls reporters, quote, the enemy of the people, the former fixture of New York City's tabloids routinely invites a handful of mainstream reporters on board his private plane where he holds court and provides fodder for news stories. And I am sure that at the same time that he says he is skeptical about doing any debates, he will do just fine on the town hall format with CNN. The Maggie Haberman, Jonathan Swan piece today in the New York Times says the leading Republican candidate for president, Donald J. Trump, is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates of the 2024 Republican presidential nominating contest. Last month, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, announced that Fox News would hold the first GOP primary debate in Milwaukee in August. The second debate, that's 3 months from now. That's really not that far away. The second debate will be held in Southern California at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. In private comments to aides and confidants in recent weeks, Mr. Trump has made it clear that he does not want to breathe life into his Republican challengers by sharing the stage with them. "I'm up by too many points," one associate who spoke with Mr. Trump called him saying. If Mr. Trump opts out of some of the primary campaign debates, as he did once before in 2016, he will shrink the viewing audience and limit his rivals' chances to seize a breakout moment on the debate stage. The visibility such moments offer is hard to come by in a race in which Mr. Trump almost monopolizes the news media's attention. In 2015, Fox News drew an audience of 24 million for the first primary debate of the 2016 campaign. It was, at the time, the biggest viewership for a non-sports event in cable television history. Mr. Trump, it says, is also sour that the Reagan Library has invited numerous other leading Republicans, including this Republican, me, to speak at its events over the past 2 years, including his presidential rival, Mr. DeSantis, but has never extended an invitation to Mr. Trump, according to two people familiar with his thinking. And part of this has to do with the fact that on so many issues, particularly on foreign affairs, President Trump is a very far distance from President Reagan. Do you think anyone would think that President Reagan would have any doubt about providing Ukraine with as much support as America possibly could, and would see this as a real struggle against the remnants of the evil empire? We will get to that. We will also get to more talk about the debates. There's a presidential candidate who is attacking Biden for his unwillingness to debate, and it's a presidential candidate who could just conceivably make a difference. Who are we talking about? We'll get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The manhunt continues for 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He's accused of killing one person and shooting four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital where this doctor works.
all he knew was that they heard a number of gunshots from upstairs on the 11th floor, and when the elevator well came down from that floor, there was a pool of blood.
Police say Patterson may have carjacked a vehicle and fled the scene. That car has been found abandoned. Another rise in interest rates is coming. The Federal Reserve announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point. It will be the 10th rate hike in a row. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved Show, there's a piece in Reason magazine that is worth taking a look at. Now, Reason magazine, I always do take with a grain of salt, but this is, you can't argue with what they're saying here. Reason is associated with the old Libertarian Party, which, by the way, has not had particularly good innings in 2020. They did much better in 2016 and actually probably helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016 because Gary Johnson, their presidential nominee, former governor of New Mexico, and their vice presidential nominee, who was William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, they're both former Republican governors. And they actually, particularly on issues like immigration or like a gay marriage or certainly like legalized drugs, they appealed to left-wing candidates like Hillary Clinton, and helped Donald Trump win a very, very close race in many of those crucial states. In any event, they write in Reason, if Robert Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson can draw nearly one-third of Democratic support, imagine how more conventional challengers would do. The first two national polls of the declared 2024 Democratic presidential primary contest came out last week. And they already reveal an incumbent far more vulnerable to intra-party challenge than Donald Trump ever was in 2019-2020. Environmental and vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., no doubt benefiting from unusually high name recognition. Well, sure, everybody knows the name. Polled at 21% in an Emerson College survey and 19% in a Fox News poll, both higher figures than any Trump challenger received at any time during the last presidential cycle. Also eye-opening were the results for spiritual guru and 2020 primary also-ran Marianne Williamson, 8% and 9%, respectively. That's after never once polling higher than 2% in her first run. The Emerson survey, which did not offer respondents the choices of other, not sure, or none of the above, had Biden at 70%. Fox did include those categories. They received a combined 11%, so the president's support was down to 62%. Now you may say, well, he's still well ahead, but look who he's running against. He's running against crackpots, basically. And by the way, Robert F. Kennedy is not only anti-vaccine when it comes to COVID-19, he's anti-vaccine when it comes to everything, when it comes to measles, for goodness sake. The lowest poll number Trump ever registered against a declared 2020 primary opponent was 73%. I don't even remember 2020 primary opponents for President Trump. Robert Kennedy Jr. did an interview with Michael Smirkanish, and he actually demanded that in light of his surging campaign with a 20% in the polls, that's about what DeSantis gets, frankly. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Democratic side said that President Biden has an obligation to debate him. Listen.
I mean, I think there should be debates. I think, you know, particularly, Michael, at this time in history, there's so many Americans who are worried about election integrity, who have lost faith in election integrity and feel like the whole system, including the election system, is rigged against them. I mean, there was riots by people on Capitol Hill because of that, you know, that driving conviction. So I think the political parties, both parties, ought to be doing everything that they can to convince the American public that we really have a democracy in this country and that, you know, our politicians are running, are talking to people, are doing retail politics, are engaging in debates and town halls, and that it's not just a rigged system where the candidates are chosen by the political party the way that was done in the Soviet Union. So I'm hoping, you know, even if I had 5%, I think it's important to do debates.
And of course, he has a lot more than 5% right now. Speaking of debates, there's a piece in Wall Street Journal today, a headline, 8th grade scores in history, civics hit record low. 8th graders' test scores in U.S. history and civics fell to the lowest levels on record last year, according to the Education Department data released today. Only 13% of 8th graders met proficiency standards for U.S. history, meaning they could explain major themes, periods, events, people, ideas, and turning points in the country's history. About a fifth of students scored at or above the proficiency level in civics. Pre-pandemic declines in students' understanding of U.S. history continued, while long-standing gaps in student achievement across specific groups persisted, data show. Low-performing 8th grade students saw worse drops in both civics and U.S. history scores compared with high-performing ones. Now, what kind of questions are you supposed to be able to answer? Here's an example of one of the questions that they had on this test, which is, the Constitution requires that the president's nominations to the Supreme Court be approved by the Senate. This is an example of multiple choice, checks and balances, legislative supremacy, judicial review, or federalism. Okay, it's checks and balances, of course. where they had, which of the following is an example of people using power without having the right to do so? That's kind of a relevant question, right? For people who are going to be voters someday. A police officer arrests someone because the person looks suspicious. A governor vetoes a bill passed by the state legislature. A group of people against nuclear power march outside a nuclear power plant. Or the owner of a newspaper prints her own opinions in the newspaper. Okay, what's an abuse of power? Obviously, a police officer arrests somebody because the person looks suspicious. There's no crime in looking suspicious. I know you're thinking about the shooter in Atlanta who they're looking for today. But this entire matter of teaching civics more effectively is a very, very serious matter for the country. The falling federal test scores in U.S. history and civics compound the downward trend spiral seen in other subjects. Federal test results released in October reveal the largest drop in math scores ever and a nationwide drop in reading that wiped out three decades of gains. Well, yes, part of it, of course, was the closing down of schools in the pandemic, and which was a disaster. But the scores this week are different. U.S. history had the lowest proportion of eighth grade students reaching proficiency levels out of any subject assessed by the National Association of Educational Progress Program, Assessment of Educational Progress Program, with civics being the second lowest. Federal tests show scores in U.S. history and physics and civics have consistently lagged behind those of reading and math. So, isn't there something we could do about that? And this doesn't involve the woke issue. It doesn't involve the 1619 project. This just involves learning the basic rules and history and foundations of what this country is and needs to be. We have a new recruiting tool for the Navy.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Exciting news for all those of you who didn't get enough thrills and chills and jolts of energy and inspiration from Dylan Mulvaney, or Delana Mulvaney, pardon me, being featured on an effort to sell Bud Light for Anheuser-Busch. There's this story from the New York Post. It's a story reported by Yaron Steinbuch, and it says the U.S. Navy invited an active-duty drag queen to be a digital ambassador as part of a recent drive to attract the most talented and diverse workforce amid combat-plunging recruitment. And to combat plunging recruitment they're talking about. Okay, look, we all know that there's been a real problem getting people to sign up for our volunteer military. So they're turning to Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, who identifies as non-binary, who was appointed as the first of the five Navy digital ambassadors in a pilot program that ran from October to March. Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, no relation to Stormy Daniels, I would guess, has shared the journey on TikTok and Instagram. It says has shared their journey, because he uses plural pronouns, where they described how they began performing on board and became an advocate for people who were oppressed for years in the service. Quote, from joining to 2016 and being able to share my drag experience on my off time with my fellow sailors has been a blessing, Kelly wrote on Instagram in November when announcing their appointment as a digital ambassador to their more than 6,000 followers. 8,000 followers. Thank you to the Navy for giving me this opportunity. I don't speak for the Navy, but simply sharing my experience in the Navy. Hoo-yah, and let's go slay.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas. In the Navy, yes, you can put your mind at ease. In the Navy,
the digital digital ambassador program that Kelly took part in ran from October to March and was designed to explore the digital environment to reach a wide range of potential candidates as the Navy battles the most challenging recruiting environment it has faced since the start of the all-volunteer force. The service branch is evaluating what form the program, which included 5 active duty personnel, will take in the future, the rep added. Are there really that many cross-dressing individuals, drag queens, as it says? Mr. Kelly, or Yeoman Second Class Kelly, said, "I started performing in drag in 2013. Drag had no influence with me joining. It was the Navy I feared that would have influenced me to stop doing drag. For myself, drag has been a passion, an art, and a way to express myself. Ship life is difficult. Every day fades into one, and high stress and intensity can bring low morale and can cause suicide and bad behavior," they said. Kelly said that their performance on the Ronald Reagan helped save somebody's life. This person was gay and felt lost and alone, ready to jump ship. But after getting to view my performance, they felt empowered to be themselves and see that our struggles and low morale are temporary. They personally thanked me and said they forgot what life was like for a moment. That's a struggle we all deal with during deployments, and we all have our reasons to lose ourselves. Well, good luck. Look, one can only admire people who actually go into the service and make the commitment and help our country. Speaking of which, there's an update on the shooting suspect in Atlanta who shot 5 people, one of whom died. The Midtown shooting suspect, whose name is Deion Patterson, was discharged from the U.S. Coast Guard in January. I mean, that's literally just a couple of weeks ago. The agency told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Why he was discharged is unclear. Our deepest sympathies are with the victims and their families, the Coast Guard said in a statement. The Coast Guard Investigative Service is working closely with the Atlanta Police Department and local authorities in the investigation. Mr. Patterson entered the Coast Guard in July of 2018 and last served as an electrician mate's second class, an electrician's mate second class. We will find out more about the record in the Coast Guard and whether he developed some of the psychiatric problems that he apparently had that he was seeing tended to at the time that he broke out. Something triggered him and he began shooting at people in the hospital. The president and the speaker have both left the door open now for a deal that resolves the debt ceiling crisis. Well, this is certainly good news. The President and House Speaker could reach an agreement they could both claim could adhere to their incompatible negotiating positions. They are planning to be meeting 6 days from now. And why they are waiting on this meeting seems to me to be a real question. Speaking of real questions, there is Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, who, taking a glance right through the looking glass, accuses the Supreme Court of acting like legislators. He was on MSNBC. Here's what he said.
Listen, the reason Ted Cruz and Republicans are, you know, so out of their minds about protecting the Supreme Court is because the Supreme Court is the new right-wing legislature for this country. Republicans' agenda is so unpopular in Congress, banning abortion, getting rid of background checks requirement, eviscerating voting rights law. laws, that they can't pass it through the majoritarian institution. So instead, Republicans and the right wing has outsourced legislating to the Supreme Court. And so when there is a potential that they are going to lose their grip on the court, they get their backs against the wall. So I think you're just seeing the reality of how...
This is completely wrong and completely backward. The whole idea of originalism is not to legislate and is opposed to making the Supreme Court into legislators. Coming up, speaking of originalism, when there's the sixth movie in a series, it's usually pretty lame. But here's one that's somewhat different. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Some of the survivors of the Masked Face Killer in previous episodes of the Scream series have gone on to college in New York because they think it will be safer for them. But the result is Scream 6, now playing in theaters everywhere.
What is this place?
A shrine.
It's a mystery.
He's got to keep coming after us. We've got to lure him in and we execute him.
That's Jenna Ortega, profoundly popular from the Addams Family spinoff show Wednesday, who joins Courtney Cox from previous adventures in horror, along with Hayden Panettiere and Dermot Mulroney. Of course the movie is formulaic, that's what's worked in the previous five editions, but the script is so crafty and complex that it can leave you surprised and maybe somewhat confused if you're not deeply immersed in the Scream universe. Of course it's rated R, 2.5 stars for Scream 6. Fans of this sort of material will probably get the chills and chuckles that they yearn for. And coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be talking about some signs that point to Ukrainian victory much sooner than critics think even possible. And there is a brand new board for Seattle Social Housing, which is supposed to speak to homeless, socialists, and others. Oh, really? What do they have in common? There will be much more of that, plus a member of a legislature who says that terrorists hate homosexuals even more than we do. Amazing. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.